My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Do we like using TikTok, Instagram, and other social media because they help and delight us? Or are we stuck using them because if we don't, people will think we're losers? I'm David Brancaccio. First, the in-crowd of finance, including some senior people connected to our central bank, the Fed, think financial conditions are tightening, and that helps the central bank's efforts to slow the economy to fight inflation. Now, let's make some sense of this quote-unquote tightening by turning to Jeffrey Cleveland. He's the chief economist at Payden and Riegel in Los Angeles. Hey, Jeffrey, what do they mean by tightening?
Well, it's a bit of a murky concept, but financial conditions are everything from longer-term interest rates, so say your 10-year treasury yield, to, let's say, the U.S. dollar. When the U.S. dollar strengthens, that tends to tighten overall financial conditions. And of course, it affects your mortgage rate. It affects the loan rate that you might get on a bank loan to run your business. If you look at the 10-year treasury a month or so ago, 10-year treasury yield is up 70 or 80 basis points since July. So you have seen an increase in rates from that perspective.
Yet, after this period in which we were doing a lot of stories about people selling bonds, pushing up interest rates, the pattern this week has been the other way. The bond market reopened after yesterday's holiday, and the yields came sharply down as people bought bonds. What explains that?
Well, bond market insiders are thinking that because financial conditions have tightened, the bond market may have done its work for the central bank, David. So it may not be necessary for the Fed to tighten rates again this year. And if that's the case, then that might be the peak in yields.
All right, Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist, Payden and Riegel. Always good to talk.
Have a great week.
Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Economics researchers have found evidence that using social media can be more of a burden than a help. So why do we keep using the apps if they might not be all that valuable to us? In many cases, it seems to be because we think everyone else is doing it. The new research out this week is about social media and a lot more, including why we pay for upgrades and luxury goods. University of Chicago economics professor Leonardo Burstyn is co-author of this new paper titled When Product Markets Become Collective Traps, the Case of Social Media. You heard that word trap in there, right? Professor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you looked at TikTok and Instagram, and you find that when people spend time on these apps, there's a way to measure whether or not they get much out of it, whether it's worth it. What'd you find?
Yeah, this paper starts from like a conceptual insight. That's the idea that when people think about the value that a product has, people usually take for granted that if you're willing to pay to use a product or if you have to be paid to stop using it, that means that the product is giving you value, that you value it positively, right? So we ran these experiments with college students throughout the US. And what we found is that, yes, indeed, if you want to get someone off of one of these platforms for a month, you have to pay them. But the question is it because social media is giving them a lot of utility? Are they really enjoying social media? Or is just like, it's painful, but it's less painful than being the one who's not using it?
So first of all, there's previous research that shows that you'd have to pay people to get off social media. And then you asked a similar question, but then you turned it around by asking additional questions about what would you pay if we could get everyone off of social media?
That's exactly right. And then we asked them, okay, suppose we're in this context, what would you prefer? Would you prefer that we keep things as they are? Or you prefer that we actually went ahead and deactivated the accounts of your classmates and yourself for 4 weeks? And if so, how much are you willing to pay for us to implement this collective deactivation? The same students that you have to pay to quit social media alone are willing to pay to remove social media from their network. So the conclusion is not that they enjoy social media per se, that they're happier on social media, right? The conclusion is that, well, they're happier to be on social media compared to the situation where they are the only one left out. But they would prefer a world without social media in that context.
We're trapped in some cases using this stuff. It reminds me of an example, I think, from back when dinosaurs ruled the earth. When I was in graduate school, people started getting home answering machines for their telephones. I didn't want one. I couldn't afford one. But also, I just didn't like the idea of people leaving these messages that I had to respond to. Eventually, the entire culture vibed me into buying an answering machine.
Yes, exactly. It's a good example. So we think social media is one important case of this perhaps potentially more general phenomenon, which is the idea that it might be very costly for you to not be using a product when everyone else is. Typically, a person cannot make a market disappear. So yes, they prefer to have it because they compare it against the alternative of being left out and they don't like it. They don't like being left out. So they prefer to buy it. Then the question we have is how should we think about the value of these markets? Because you have potentially markets for which people would prefer the market not to exist, but they don't have any power individually against the existence of the market. So they're sucked into the market, but they would prefer the market not to exist.
Leonardo Burstyn is a professor of economics at the University of Chicago. Thank you very much for this.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You can stream my full conversation with Professor Burstyn online, marketplace.org, where we also talk about data showing many iPhone users wish Apple would stop releasing new models every single year so there would be less peer pressure to upgrade. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.